We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This radio segment, I believe, has the potential to change the face of the planet.
I'm with you.
I mean, this has the potential to change a narrative that has been around for centuries?
Centuries. We're going to have to translate it to other languages.
This is something probably almost biblical that will be translated, you know, in languages around the world. Some languages that don't even exist anymore, but just for, you know, archival reasons, you would translate them into that language.
Get on that, Solana.
Yeah, get on that, Solana. So George Shea is the commissioner of Major League Eating. He is the MC at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, which is July 4th on Coney Island. We're going to be out of town, both of us, so we were having George on earlier instead of next week when the contest is. We'll have him on today. And there's a lot of stuff that we got to get to him. So here's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, George Shea, the commissioner of Major League Eating. Hello, George.
Hello, thank you for having me on.
Always a pleasure, and we always look forward to it. Now, before I get into some of the hard-hitting stuff and the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, I want to start with something that we were talking about yesterday on the show, which is sweet potato pie a dessert or a side dish?
Oh, my goodness. And you're asking me for just a lightning round. What's my answer?
Yes, without the aid of research and whatnot. Your own opinion is...
Dessert, a lousy dessert I would never eat.
What? Okay, see, and that makes sense. It's a bad dessert, but
it's
a great... But a great side dish.
No.
It's a bad dessert.
You put nutmeg in yours?
In the pantheon of desserts, a potato is never going to generate a quality dessert, even if it's sweet. In the pantheon of side dishes, delicious. It's got a little sweet flavor to it. But your judgment, George, is that it is a dessert.
It is a dessert, and I love all desserts, and I literally am an addict for sweets and sugar. But it would just be very, very, and this is not, I'm not saying anything about anybody's sweet potato pie. I suspect there are some great ones out there. I just have never been overwhelmed. And generally, as a category, pie is low on my list. Sweet potato pie is among the lowest. I don't like flan. I would go hardcore brownie. I would go hardcore chocolate cake. That's where I am. It's just very simple.
You yourself ever engage in competitive eating, or Adam Silver? He surveys over the NBA, but he doesn't play.
I'm a social eater, not a competitive eater. I once tried hot dogs. I failed miserably, but I did once eat an entire chocolate babka with my coffee in the morning, and it was an addict kind of an...
Excellent.
I regretted it.
Excellent.
Is a babka large?
I had a feeling, almost like a loaf, right? It's like a loaf.
It's a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
It's a loaf of bread, chocolate bread.
Yeah. Jewish. You get that at a deli, a babka. The whole Seinfeld...
Oh, I had them. Yeah,
whole Seinfeld episode about a chocolate babka. You remember that episode, George?
I don't, but the chocolate babka actually is a great dessert, totally underappreciated, because... it's just sweetened chocolate enough and just not super sweet, super rich. You can go through a whole babka. That's the point.
Yeah, and as you did.
Yes.
Okay, George Shea, he is the commissioner of Major League Eating. Now, where are you guys in the staging of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, which is 4th of July, Coney Island? How many people come out for that again, live, to watch it live?
About 30,000 people. It is a hive of activity here at MLE HQ. And everything from organizing the outfits of the eaters and their swag bag, which is really not much of a swag bag, but it is they do get a box at their hotel and the hotel rooms. We are shooting additional hero headshots for our new website, the new MLE website, and it's just on and on and on. But when people get down to it, we have the weigh-in on July 3 at the Empire State Building, which is a grand affair. where Joey stares down the number two ranked eater. Really what it comes down to is, how many is Joey going to eat on the fourth? Is there a challenger? He has been beaten two or three times recently by Jeffrey Esper, a teacher from Massachusetts. But I don't see Jeffrey going over 60 hot dogs and buns, and I don't see Joey going under 70. So I don't see how he wins.
And George, 4th of July is the big day, the 2019 Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. But how long does it take, honestly, like prepare? Like you're saying you're getting guys ready. Really, how long have you been preparing for the 2019 eating contest?
About a month now. You know, for us, it's a very big production, right? You take over you shut down a block in Coney Island. You put a stage on the street. You know, you have a two-hour, three-hour stage show that runs through the men's contest on ESPN. You know, you have all of the qualifiers and to organize that. But then you know what happens? It's like anyone. You throw in social media, and right now you've got this whole social media burden, which is, you know, where everything is these days, but it's like you're a production facility for social media, and what are we doing there? So it's a very, very big affair. Joey himself begins preparing 6 weeks before to sort of build up to that number. And Joey, I don't know if I'm spilling state secrets here, but Joey stops eating on Sunday prior, in this case, Sunday prior to the Thursday, which is the fourth.
So you can imagine. Just water?
Just water and coffee.
Water and coffee. Interesting. So here's a question, though, that we were posing to ourselves yesterday, because Crowder and I like to gamble every now and then, and the odds came out. Joey Chestnut is a 1-10 favorite to win on 4th of July. Mickey Sudo is a 1-15 favorite, an even larger favorite than Joey Chestnut. Now, we were saying there's really no one that can beat Joey. It's almost sure money, even though you'd have to bet $1,000 to win $100. But what is something that could sidetrack him? And I'm not being glib here. Would it be choking?
Well, I know. He has an abnormally large esophagus. You'd have to be eating something like a softball or
really?
That. Yes. His esophagus is extraordinary. But I just have to weigh in on a couple things. A, Mickey Sudo, 15-1 or 1-15, that's not right, right? Juliet Lee has been on our Major League Eating YouTube. You got to see it. She ate 24 raw hamburgers, really raw, 39 raw eggs. We asked her not to, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, why would anyone do that?
I saw it.
Yes, she ate a bowl, what she calls a Charlie bowl. Her cat died. And if we could just take a moment. Her cat died, and so she named her after her cat Charlie, and it's like a 2-inch, 2.5-inch high bowl with Charlie's image in it. She filled it up with ramen. She slurps it down. The amount of food that she can eat is extraordinary. It's really just a duration thing. Mickey's faster. So my point is, do I think Mickey's going to win? Yes. Are the odds greater that she will or win than Joey win in the men? No.
What kind of cat?
It was a tabby.
Uh-huh.
And
tabby.
And I asked, how does one spell Charlie's name? Is it I-E or is it E-Y? It's I-E. I had misspelled it on our YouTube tagging.
Should we do a moment of silence, George?
Was it recent?
I would like it. Just a moment. That's enough.
Okay.
We lost Charlie.
Yeah.
But one other item on here. When you were talking about Joey Chestnut, he just is working. He is fighting against himself, right? So he did 74 last year on 7/4, July 4, which I thought there was a numerology component to that, which was beautiful in a way. But he's going for 75-78 this year. He's not going to beat the other guys. But when you think about the fact that he fasts for 5 days, and really emptying out not only his stomach, but his entire alimentary canal, the entire colon and duodenum or whatever it is down there, it makes you wonder whether or not that is because he's actually storing the hot dogs, whether or not it's not just the stomach that they move all the way down.
Oh, wow. So he would actually eat them and store them immediately in the colon.
Yes, depending on, I don't know how that would work physically, but it just popped into my mind. But he I truly believe he is going to win. At this juncture, it is not. He will lose one day. Like, no matter how great they are, they fall. But I don't see that happening this year. And you asked, what could sidetrack Joey Chestnut? The only thing, there's no force in the world that can beat Joey Chestnut except for love, as we recall. Love brought him down when he had a broken heart.
That's right.
Other than that, Kobayashi's not going to beat him. Stoney's not going to beat him. No one's going to beat him.
Somebody texts in, based on what you've shared with us about Joey's esophagus, does he have a sister?
As chairman of Major League Eating, I
pass. Right, I understand. And that was out of line by me and the texter. And I would like,
y'all.
Let's have a moment of silence just for that. That's enough.
That's enough.
So the last time you were on with us, it was International Hamburger Day. And we asked you some very hard-hitting questions. One of them being, can anything be a burger? Is a salmon burger really a burger? Is a veggie burger, those new Impossible burgers, is that really a burger? Now, you kind of declined to take an opinion on it because what you say carries weight, obviously. You've got the gravitas of being the commissioner of the preeminent governing body when it comes to anything food. And so you deferred on an answer. You said you wanted your research arm to look into a couple of questions, whether a hot dog is a sandwich and what could constitute a burger. And while I thought it may have been some lip service, you have forwarded to me, and I may be speaking out of turn because I know that it still needs to be massaged a little bit, but I've seen, thanks to you, the draft. It's almost like getting an early copy of the Mueller report. I've seen the draft of the hot dog sandwich debate resolved by your research arm. Are we ready to release some of this information?
Well, look, you got a leaked copy, and my administration as head of the research division of IFOCE and Major League Eating has been riddled with leaks. But so this is not the final copy, and I cannot say that it is completely official and final. But the fact of the matter is that we did do a very exhaustive research project and analysis and report, up to and including, as you may have noticed, footnotes, which always tripped me up in the past. And we used a Latin term. And so I'm pretty proud of the report. And we do have conclusions, as you mentioned.
I will say, I'm with you. A report is nothing unless there's footnotes. The moment there's footnotes, it becomes the gospel.
It does elevate it, I think. And you may have noticed that in the abstract, which I'm not quite sure what that means, but people put that at the beginning of a study or a research analysis. We just figured that just meant the beginning. But in the abstract, we use the term sui generis. And sui generis is, I believe, a Latin term. Don't know what it means, but I know the effect is that in this term it means that the hot dog is a sui generis entity, meaning it is only a hot dog, right? Mm. It cannot be a sandwich, and something else cannot be a...
Hold on. This is revelatory conclusion that George Shea is sharing on behalf of Major League Eating. You are saying definitively a hot dog is not a sandwich?
It is 100% not a sandwich, and this is based on extensive research that is both etymological in terms of the history of the word, and semantics and how people use it in common culture. Very simply said, a hot dog is not a sandwich. There can be no such thing as a hot dog sandwich. The term hot dog should not be used or understood to refer to any other entity other than a hot dog. And finally, nothing can be put into the quote-unquote dog format. You can't have a tofu dog. That is not appropriate and is disgusting.
Wow. So a hot dog is not a sandwich, and it's really its own category. It's a hot dog.
And if you think of it, it is one of the very, very few foodstuffs that has its own category. And then you get into the burger, which we had discussed earlier. And can I also say that as part of our research study, which when completed, will be published, and we'll, of course, go to the New England Journal of Medicine and see how we do there.
But right, and they will publish it as well, or it'll just sit somewhere there?
Well, you know, we will submit it. We will submit it. And I would like to add an addenda to it at that point, just to impress them a little with a picture of the hot dog or something like that. But anyway, regardless, we will publish this. This will be available for all to see. Because, as I mentioned, we're kind of like a little proud of it. But we did include, we conducted a survey, an exhaustive survey, to a significant target audience, and that bolstered our results.
Well, if I can share with the listeners, because I have here, it says survey and results, Major League Eating conducted a survey targeting individuals from around the world who are currently American residents, which is strange because it's around the world, yet only American residents. Survey respondents were between the ages of 16 to 55, male and female, of all political affiliations, but vegetarians, vegans, and pescatarians were excluded. So it does seem to be a wide yet narrow survey.
It's very specific, and we felt, and this is nothing, I do not mean to disparage a vegetarian, a vegan, a pescatarian, a stomach stapler, anything. We will disparage no one. We just didn't feel they could be trusted on this issue, because if you're a vegan, mm-hmm. deep down in your heart, you're going to want there to be like a tofu or a seitan dog.
Hmm.
And we thought that would affect the results.
Yeah, they're biased.
We're looking for a completely unbiased result.
That's
here,
right.
Which I think you have found. So, and this will be made public before the 4th of July, or this is still years away?
Well, you know, it really is a matter of resources, and we threw the full weight of our research division behind this. But I believe that we need, and I'm just being very forthcoming here, I believe that we need, because it's a fairly controversial subject, I believe we have to go deeper in to some of the definitions and some of the history of this dispute, and I think we have to... I think we have to essentially recap the entire dispute, and that is not in this report.
Okay, but the result is not going to change, no matter how much you research this further. The result is a hot dog is not a sandwich. It is an entity of its own.
The results are 100% locked. The only question is, for those doubters, for those people who will try to poke holes in this, I just want to add more research. But let me just be really, really clear. The report concludes without question that a hot dog is a hot dog and a hot dog only. You know, on the contrary, a hamburger can be a sandwich, and you can form any other food that you want into a burger, a salmon burger, as we discussed, you know, certainly a chicken or a turkey burger. So those are, you know, this puts it to rest. And I think that reasonably you can't assume anything but what we've said. But what we've done is we've brought the scientific method to resolve it.
George Shea is the commissioner of Major League Eating, and I know I can speak on behalf of both of us. We know how important Thursday, July 4th is at Coney Island with the 30,000 live spectators and how many millions watching on ESPN?
I think a million, 1.5, something like that.
So over a million viewers. Yep. I speak for both of us, all three of us, including Alejandro, that for you to take time out of your schedule at this moment and share what I think is news that changes, you know, lifelong narratives is beyond generous and really shows some of your true character, George.
Well, look, I appreciate the platform because I know that your listeners care about these things and we've discussed a lot of important items. I'm not certain that this is not the most important. But I will keep you posted as this goes further. But the fact of the matter is, as you said, you have the results. The results are in.
Right. Did you ever get an answer about Knickers, the cow?
We have made many inquiries on that. And I would characterize the response that we received as hostile.
Hostile, yeah.
As if Knickers somehow was, you know, sanctified or above being eaten. It was, to be honest, we let that go. I think there's too much polarization in
sure.
the world right now.
Sure.
And at some juncture, you just have to say, okay, that's a live wire. We're going to steer clear of that. Our offer stands. We will eat Knickers or any other extraordinary cow. I actually had a discussion with Crazy Legs Conti, who's a competitive eater, about having an eater. This was really his idea, having an eater eat an entire cow as a YouTube exercise over the course of a year and eat every piece of a cow. And it could be Knickers. I think that would be an interesting exercise.
Well, tremendous luck to everyone involved. Knickers, of course, for those of you that hadn't listened several months ago, a very large white cow, unfortunately named Knickers.
Complexion for the protection.
You're not kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know what he said there. George, I cannot thank you enough. You are a national treasure, and while I will be in Japan on the 4th of July, I will be tuned in, no matter what the time difference is, I will be tuned in to watch the Coney Island hot dog eating contest.
Well, I appreciate that. I hope you have a great trip, and I thank you very much for having me on. I wish you a happy 4th of July.
Thank you so much, sir, and carry on with your important work.
Thank you very much. Will do.
Mind blowing.
I really, there's very few times in radio where I feel like, wow, we've accomplished. I mean, the way I'm saying, like a scientist would say, you know, when Jonas Salk discovered the cure for polio and probably had that moment, like, wow, here in the lab, I've done something worthy of America or the world. And I think in this segment, we did that.
You got to sit back now.
We'll sit back. We'll take a moment. We'll come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.